15 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Tri-Guide, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt Hooker, and Ostrich Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Are we robbing God? Giving is between you and the Lord. But am I robbing God in my giving? We in my giving. Electronics and computer gadgets. We can go on vacations and purchase cars. But when I think about God, how much am I giving him? The same God who allowed you to have electronics and computer gadgets and new cars is the same God who has blessed you. Are you blessing him? This may be an indictment song. But some believers spend more money on their dogs and cats than they do on the Lord. More money with special designer food and veterinarian visits. And now they're even taking out insurance on their dogs. If the truth be known, many of us have already decided how much we're going to give. The truth be known, we pay everything first, and then we pay God last. We give God a percentage of what's left over. And God is watching what we put in the collection plate. You know, my ushers have even told me, and I'm going to shame the devil now. He said they'd be almost embarrassed when it comes from here to here. My ushers have told me that. And guess who the report comes to? The pastor. The Lord is watching what we put in the collection plate. And the Lord is asking, what will you give me? I gave you my best. I gave you my only begotten son. What will you give me? It's not that I need it. But what are you committed to give to me because you love me? God asked Abel and Cain to bring their best offering to him, and Abel gave his best while Cain held back. What are we holding back? Maybe the Lord is asking you for your last portion of meal and your last jug of oil. If you will give me your best, if you will give me your last, I will bless you that your supplies will never run out. I know you care. I know it's true because I've told you this story many times before that I had $5 in my pocket, Donald, back during a time where I was trying to save and buy things and I wouldn't spend very much money, and I kept that $5 in the event of emergency. I had $5 and Megan was born at that time, and I went to the store to get a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, and put some gas in my car. Gas was a lot cheaper in those days. But I could put $2 worth of gas in the car and still get to work for 2 days, for 3 days. Worth of gas,
maybe a week.
$5 to fuel the car.
Just telling my age. $5 fuel the car.
And I bought the milk was $1.70, and I bought the bread, which was another 50 cents, or 75. I went to the thrift store. And I'm not too good to go to the thrift store. And I spent $2. And I spent $2. And when I got home, I looked at my bill folder. I didn't have any. I had some change, but I also had $5. The last $5 that I had, that I gave for gas, that I gave for milk, that I gave for bread, and I had change in my pocket, and I opened my bill folder, and I had $5. And some said he had another $5. No. Well, you know that's your last. You know that's your last. But when you are faithful in giving, the Lord says, I will supply your needs. And I was able to buy all of that and then look in my billfold, and I still had $5. And I understood then that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could have or even think. When you commit to him, when you know that you have done all your best, give your tithe, and I have always given my tithe and my offering. You know, I love giving. And as kids, I give all the time. I love giving. But when you give, not expecting to get anything back, the Lord says, oh, wait a minute. Do you think I'm going to allow you to give more than what I can give you? Do you think I'm going to allow your meal and your oil will never run out? I shared with Sister Matt, I've been retired for over 15 years. We had an excellent retirement account, and I still got money in my retirement account. Why? Because I'm doing what God has asked me to do. When you do what God asks you to do, God will supply your needs. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul states, but this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man accordingly as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not to of the second purpose of his heart, so give her. This phrase, reap sparingly, has reference to the law of harvest. In Proverbs 19:17, it states, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him. That which he hath given, Lord, will he back to a kindness to the poor. Paul used the principle of sowing and applying it to giving. Giving is like sowing a seed. The amount of the harvest is determined by the amount of the seed sown. If we sow a small amount of seed, we will reap a small harvest. What are we planting in God's house? Are we planting much, or are we planting very little? Because it is what we plant that we will one day see the harvest. Verse 6 says, every man accordingly as he purposes. You know what? He said, every man. He's hitting everybody from the pulpit to the pew. Every man accordingly as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. The believer is to give freely and cheerfully, not out of compulsion or regret. Not ever we shared in Bible study, and all of y'all should be in the Bible study because that's where the teachings start. We talked about how we get rewards for what we do. We talked about salvation is a gift. This is a reward. You came to get church today. That's part of a reward. Now, if we give grudgingly, and you come to church and say, "Well, I'm gonna give this $25." Preach on giving. I'm gonna do my part, and I'm gonna leave it. And when we get before the Lord, you know, we will be judged. But here's the thing: two judges, Lord. One is a great white throne of judgment. If you've been in my Bible study, you know it. The other one is a judgment of rewards. Your rewards, your judgment has absolutely nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is a gift. The price has already been paid because Christ did it all for you. When we stand before the Lord, not before the great white throne of judgment spoken in Revelation, we will stand before the Lord in judgment according to the works that we've done. So that $25 that you grudgingly put on the table and you said, "Lord, I gave $25 to the church, let me take it on fire. Let me see what it holds through. If it burns up, it didn't hold up. But if it sustained and it lasts, then you get reward for it." How many rewards are your being burned up when you come to church? How many rewards put a door in being burned up that you come if you were doing your obligation? And the Lord said, "Let me see if I can test it by the fire." Fire is divine judgment. The Lord is simply saying, "Let me see if your rewards will be tested by the fire." Because in heaven, we will all have responsibility. You ain't going to get to heaven and sit down and walk around. You're going to be working. Each and every one of us has responsibility. I'm working right now for a reward. My preaching is part of reward. My teaching is part of reward. My witnessing is part of reward. What is our reward looking like? When it comes to the Lord, when you go and give a dollar to a person hungry on the street, I just talked to a guy the other day, that person on the street here. He said, "Don't tell my sister what I did." And I didn't tell her. She might know who I'm talking about now. But I will give to anybody who tell me they're hungry. What they do with it is between them and God. Do what you know is biblically right. And when you know what's biblically right, you shouldn't care about what else happened. God is able to make all sufficiencies abound towards you, that he ultimately has all sufficiencies and all things made abound to every good work. If we give, God is able to give us more so that we can perform other good works. In other words, God will see to it that the generous giver will not suffer wants. God generously provides for those who give so that they can continue to give. So, and what I have understood, my son, 68 years, is how grateful, gracious, and grateful God is. How grateful, gracious, and grateful. What are we giving to the Lord today? The Lord has made it personal. And if you are giving cheerfully, if you're giving faithfully, and if you have made up, if you to do that, the Lord will bless you according to his divine purpose for your life, and he will bless you according to your riches, to his riches in glory. What are we giving to the Lord, and why does God cry? He cried because he's hurting, because we sometimes hurt him in our giving. He suffered and he died. He cried out on the cross, "Father, forgive them." He knew we were going to mess up. But he was paying the price that he didn't owe so that we could have eternal life. And as a result of that, what is my responsibility now? We have a responsibility to help those who are in need. How can we do that? We do that by giving. The doors of the church are open.